Personal description of William Miller. Mr. Miller's manner of preaching was not flowery or oratorical, but he dealt in plain and startling facts that roused his hearers from their apathy, substantiating his statements by scripture proof as he progressed. A convincing power attended his words, that seemed to stamp them as the language of truth. He was courteous and sympathetic. When every seat in the house was full, and the platform and places about the pulpit seemed crowded, I have seen him leave the desk, walk down the aisle, and take some feeble old person by the hand and find a seat for him, then return and resume his discourse. He was indeed rightly called Father Miller, for he had a watchful care over those who came under his ministrations, was affectionate in his manner, of a genial disposition and tender heart. He was a very interesting speaker, and his exhortations, both to professed Christians and the impenitent, were appropriate and powerful. Sometimes a solemnity so marked as to be painful, pervaded his meetings. A sense of the impending crisis of human events impressed the minds of the listening crowds. Many yielded to the conviction of the Spirit of God. Gray-haired men and aged women with trembling steps sought the anxious seat, with those in the strength of maturity, the youth, and the children. Groans and the voice of weeping and of praise to God were mingled at the altar of prayer. I frequently attended the meetings, and believed that Jesus was soon to come in the clouds of heaven, but my great anxiety was to be ready to meet him. My mind constantly dwelt upon the subject of holiness of heart. I longed above all things to obtain this great blessing, and to feel that I was entirely accepted of God.